there's this woman on TikTok. I don't know if she's looking out for her fellow woman or if she's just trying to stir things up, but do you agree with what she did? She's getting a lot of attention because she went on TikTok and...
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. So I went over and I just said like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to like out him in case I get like sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me. His name rhymes with Cat Saddams. So I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
Yeah, so she's getting...
Matt Adams is what I'm guessing.
Well, it rhymes with Cat Saddams, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever that may be. Anyways,
wow.
She's getting a lot
of... You know
what?
Is she getting hate or is she getting, like, props?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both, but mostly props, I think. Mostly props. Women looking out for women. And, you know, her trying to bust a cheater. There are those that are like, hey, it's none of your business, really, to do that. And
but how else is the fiance going to know if he's like going around saying, oh, supposedly I'm getting married and he's flirting with all these other chicks.
Right.
Now, when she says he's cheating, did she have proof of that? Like, did she see him go into a room with somebody else or is he just being flirty by the pool?
Right. That is true. That is true. I don't know if she has, like, proof.
If she's got,
proof.
Like, hard receipts, then maybe, you know, then absolutely.
Yeah,
down, put him on blast.
But if she's just getting on and just trying to stir some stuff up, then whatever. I mean, if he was cheating on his soon-to-be wife at a bachelor party, well, then he gets whatever is coming to him, you know?
Well, yeah, and she probably, he must have been acting in a way that if he were her fiancé, she would be livid.
Yeah.
Which I think is why she's making such an effort to find his fiance and tell her.
Right. Right. Have you ever exposed a cheater? I know you've I guess, been clued in to a cheater.
I privately figured it out thanks to the other lady who had spent some time in my house. She said, hey, she calls me and she's like, hang on. And then does a little three-way call, and then I listen in on her conversation with my boyfriend.
Oh.
And then we hang up, and I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Called him right up. I'm like, we need to chat.
Yeah, so...
And that was the end of that.
So I don't have an update on this just yet. I don't know if the person... The fiance has reached out to her or DM'd her or anything
like
that.
Oh, now we're invested. We need to know.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if you have any good, I busted a cheater story to add to this, but we'll tweet out this video so you can kind of see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show and you can see it yourself. But yeah, was she trying to stir stuff up or was she just looking out for a fellow female?
I think she was looking out for a fellow female. For sure. She saw something that she would have been furious about if that were her fiance. And
this
she's
is true.
Just trying to like, yeah, she's trying to do his fiance a solid.
Yeah. It's
by letting her know before she gets married to this guy.
It's a very old school train of thought about bachelor parties, stag parties, where it's your last chance to, feel the touch of another woman before you're tied down, ball and chain for the rest of your life.
Not a green light, though, to go, you know, cheat on your fiance and do what, like, there are still rules that apply.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a bachelor party when I was in college, and I remember, like, standing, holding a beer in my hand, watching what was happening, going, wow.
Oh.
Like, just like... Wow, like this guy's getting married and and this.
No, my girlfriend would never.
I mean, I don't think I had a girlfriend even at the time, but I was just sitting there going, dang, okay.
Don't think I'm doing that.
This is pretty intense here. So anyways.
Yeah, that is not like historically, I don't think most people don't look at that as a green light to do whatever you want and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fine. It's not going to be fine.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a good story, we'll tweet out the video so you can see. And you can, you know, determine for yourself, you know, if what she's saying seems legit or if she's just trying to stir things up. At Ben and Kelly Show, we were talking about outing a cheater. This TikToker went on, and her name's Tiana, and she's got a pretty big following on TikTok. But she goes on, and she basically calls out a bachelor party in Vegas and says, hey, if this your guy, then he's cheating.
You know, I don't think that there's any ulterior motives to putting him on blast. I think she's really just trying to do a service.
Do a solid.
The fiance. Like, if my man were doing that, I'd want to know, kind of a thing.
So how have you outed a cheater? Hi there, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Heading to a kindergarten field trip today.
Woo! Oh, fun. Yay. Those are great.
I know. So I caught my ex-sister-in-law cheating with her boyfriend. It was fantastic. My husband and I went to the movies and walked in, and she was sitting there with her boyfriend in a very compromising position. We sat down right in front of him and proceeded to call her husband.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. So your husband, like, ratted his own sister out?
A sister-in-law.
Oh, sister-in-law. It's, well, oh, my gosh.
So what ended up happening?
So this happened probably 2 years into their marriage.
Did your husband's brother immediately divorce her?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Dang, she sounded really happy to see.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, it was fun.
Done with that chapter. Done with that chapter.
All right. That sounds like there was stuff leading up to that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. And then we did get a story from another listener who texted in and said, dated a guy years ago that I knew from my high school. Found out he was actually not single, as he had told me. Cut things off immediately. Thought I'd blocked him on everything. Until one day, a couple years later, reached out, asked me to hang out. I ignored it. Saw pictures on a mutual friend's page from his wedding, which was that Saturday after he had messaged me.
What?
So he had tried to hang out with me the night before he got married.
OMG.
She goes on and says, at that point, didn't say anything. Then a couple of years ago, I saw him on dating apps, went to check, saw that he was, in fact, still married. Yeah.
So, are you kidding?
So then she says, decided to reach out to a girl that I knew and also happened to be friends with his wife. And I told her everything. And apparently this was a common thing. So she wasn't actually surprised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And apparently he hasn't changed his ways and he hasn't gotten divorced.
Well, you know what? I mean, and look, if the wife knows and like allows that, then that's one thing.
That's on her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing. But if it's, you know, him being sneaky peeky and sneaking around and stuff like that, that's not cool. So.
Dang.
Oh, wow. All right. Bold stuff there. All right. Thank you, guys.